Now, in the studio, I'm very, very excited to have in the studio today is Paul Garner, trumpeter and part of the world. I think he's the top man at Prime Brass Band. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Really is. I have to say, probably not on a sad note for you, that this is rare for me to get you here today, isn't it? Because otherwise you'd be playing for the brass band, wouldn't you?
As soon as December starts, we're flat out pretty much.
But so. You've not been playing. So we'll come on to that in a minute. But I really want to talk about Prime Brass, because this is your baby. Did you start this off, Paul?
Yes, I did, 30 right. years ago.
30 years ago. So you're celebrating 30 years. 30 years this year.
Yeah, we had a black tie dinner this year at Walsall College. And had alumni back, people who have sort of played with us over the years. And yeah.
So tell us about the band. What is the band? What is it about?
It's based on the symphonic brass ensemble, really, as you said earlier, with four trumpets, four trombones, horn and tuba. Mm-hmm. And we also carry two percussion as well. And
excellent.
Play a wide repertoire, really, right from classical repertoire. The problem is finding stuff that was originally written for this particular ensemble, probably prefaced by people like Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, Canadian Brass, those sort of...
Yeah, yeah. And as you say, been going for 30 years, celebrated this year. From the start to now, has it changed a lot? Have you changed members? Have members come on? Have they stayed the same? Are you all local? Or
we're all pretty local. We some of the guys now come from up from Haverhill and places like that. But we started off as a quintet, really busking in the Lion Yard for various reasons.
Oh, excellent.
And then moved up a gear to a 10-piece, which is where we probably do most of our work, really, as a 10-piece.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we're very lucky. Our personnel stays very stable. In the history of the ensemble, we've only ever had three tuba players in 30 years.
So it's a great band and a great group.
They're a fantastic bunch of lads.
Lots of camaraderie as well.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the music and where you play. Now, the most important one that you're playing, of course, is on the 15th of December.
Absolutely.
I can't believe it's the 1st December. It's incredible.
Right?
I love it. Do you love Christmas?
Yes, I do.
We love it. Well, it's particularly, we want to talk about your concert on the 15th of December at 3:30 and another one at 5:30.
That's
doing
right.
Two one-hour concerts.
Yep.
We must stress this 1 hour, because this is a lovely piece for children to come along to, isn't it?
Yes, we sort of stumbled on the formula by accident, doing family concerts in general, and the first Christmas one we did seemed to hit the mark, because people said if they want to bring children, of course, if it's a full-blown recital or a full-blown concert, then the children get fidgety, attention span, etc. So doing the one-hour concert has several benefits. Firstly, the children can enjoy it. Mums and dads can slot it in between Christmas shopping.
Good point. Good point.
And we get a little bit of a break in the middle, because we're not getting any younger, obviously.
Actually, yeah. So now we want to talk, because this is very hard for you to be here today. It's lovely for us, as I said, but for you, it's not been a good time, has it? You've just come out of an operation.
Yeah.
You haven't played your musical instrument, for your trumpet, for what, 2 months?
Nearly 2 months, yeah.
And so how does it feel? I'm feeling a bit gutted, aren't you?
It's not great. It's more a sense of frustration, because going into the operation, I didn't really feel ill, but apparently I had this thing that needed to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And in between times, I went to see the guys. We did an annual concert at Ely Cathedral, for example.
Oh, and you were playing then,
I should have been.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't manage it. And it was a very emotional concert, actually. We played some lovely repertoire, again, with both ensembles, Junior Prime Brass and
this was the Ely Cathedral, did you say?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
And I think we're there again later on in the year doing their Christmas concert. So, yeah.
And so you, obviously, you know, what is it like when you can't play an instrument? I mean, this is your whole life, isn't it? So we don't want to get too deep here, but it's not been good, has it?
No, it's a sense of frustration and having to be patient, which is, for those people that know me, is not the easiest of things, really. I've started buzzing again on the mouthpiece. It's a technical thing we do to keep the embouchure muscles
What's that?
Trying
Sorry?
To keep them working.
What muscles?
The muscles around your mouth. It's called embouchure.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
this.
A posh way of saying your mouth, really.
Okay, but embouchure is the muscles.
Yeah, the muscles around your mouth that you need quite a lot of control to produce the sound on any brass instrument.
Right, and you can lose that quite quickly, can you?
It goes very quickly.
Wow, yeah. Did not know that.
Yeah. Quite apart from not being able to
use the
to breathe properly and yeah. give abdominal support. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to keep, it's a bit like exercise, you've got to keep moving, and
Absolutely.
That is part of it. Well, yeah. and that's something I had no idea about a musician. Obviously, you've got a great band and lots of camaraderie. They're not leaving you out. You just told me the other day that you went. You do a weekly practice, don't you?
Yes,
is that right?
We do. Yeah, we rehearse in Bar Hill in the church there, which, funnily enough, was designed by the same guy that designed West Road. So there's a lot of the light wood and the acoustics are great, and we don't miss a Thursday.
Excellent. Yeah. And what's it like playing? And you just said you've been playing at Ely Cathedral. Where are the places that you've played that are amazing? That
King's Chapel.
Yeah.
At this point, I obviously, we very keenly feel the loss of Sir Stephen Clearbury, who sadly passed away Friday. We would do an annual brass and organ recital in King's. We played St Albans Cathedral. We're playing Waltham Abbey early part of next year. We do our own concerts. We do concerts at Bar Hill. Some of the lads this week, and it was supposed to be me as well, are playing the Rutter Gloria fairly locally as well. Anywhere that will, you know, we play for several music societies, not necessarily just in Cambridge.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, yeah. I'm going to play something from your CD, which is Prime Brass, and it's a Christmas song. And we're going to play, of course, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, taking us up to the Travel News. And I'm going to continue, if that's all right, after Travel News.
For sure.
And have a little bit sort of history about the Prime Brass Band and brass bands in particular, because I think they're fascinating.
Yeah.
And we've got to tell the story of my children going there and being gobsmacked. They actually loved watching
Good.
Prime Brass. That's what it's all about.
Good.
So I think we're going to play now for you the number 18 on this one. This is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it's just for you guys. Returning to my fantastic guest, Paul Garner, trumpeter and team member, top member actually of the Prime Brass Band, is in the studio. Hello again.
Hi.
Very nice to have you here. We've been talking about the Prime Brass Band. We played a song which was the number 18 on the album, which is Prime Brass Christmas Song, and it was the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, Paul, we want to talk about a little bit more about the junior Prime Brass, because
sure.
you were saying earlier it's really, really important, isn't it, to bring young coming in, because you were once young.
Yes. Well, it's a long time ago since I was that young.
No.
I'm sort of over the years I've done a lot of teaching, and I think it's really important in general terms to have music in education anyway, without getting political about it. And it was something that I'd mulled over for a number of years. And our then tuba player, Chris Lawrence, who is a fantastic organiser and took it and ran with it. It's a mirror of the main ensemble. So it's a 10-piece with the same with four trumpets, horn, trombone, trombones and tuba, playing similar repertoire, but they're all youngsters. We audition when we've got a space. It's not, we don't do it on an academy basis so that it's too big. We just have the 10 places.
Yeah.
And when they get to 18 and they move off to college, hopefully to carry on their musical careers, then we audition and fill those chairs.
Yeah, and just keep the Prime Brass Band just going, basically.
Yes.
But bringing young people in to realise what an amazing opportunity.
Well, it is, because I don't think many of them would get a chance to play in that some of the lovely places we've spoken about, like Ely Cathedral and things like that, and they're expected to play to the same standard. So.
And talking about schools here, because on the 15th of December, you've got the Junior Prime Brass Band and the choirs of the Tongue Twisters, Harston and Newton Primary School, and the Haslingfield Primary School as well.
That's right.
Amazing.
It is fantastic. And Tim Lioro and Siobhan Lioro do a fantastic job, again, keeping music high on the agenda, and it's an absolute delight to have the kids there and seeing them enjoying Christmas but enjoying singing and enjoying their music as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying earlier that I took my children to see one of your fantastic concerts at the West Road Concert Hall, actually. Yeah. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, actually.
Could have been.
And I didn't tell them what we were going to see, and they thought I was dragging them off to another concert that I love and I wanted to introduce them to. The important part to me is introducing people to new music, not just the popular music. I took them in, and they looked at me as if to say, well, there's some trombones on the stage and there's some other things going on. And I thought, it's okay, don't worry about it. Anyway, as soon as you came on, it just electrified the whole room. And they didn't look at me to say, what have you done? They were just glued to the front. And we're talking, I don't know, one was 15, one was 12, one was 9. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And that was a win for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, and actually what we're seeing now, because we've been doing these, I think this is about our 12th Christmas at West Road.
Yeah.
And we're seeing children of children coming through. That bring their kids along, and it's we keep it to the hour, as we mentioned before, and we like people to go away with that Christmas feeling just that generally.
Well, you said you've had some feedback where people say it absolutely kickstarts, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's important to us as well.
Yeah, it is. And what's been one of the highlights of maybe this year or a few years that you've. You know, when you know you're in there and doing all your stuff and making people feel really lovely, what's been the highlight?
They're different levels, really. The Christmas ones, of course, are always a joy. We invariably end up singing Hark the Herald or a big carol where everybody can join in, and that's really important. The last few years, we've been abroad. We went, in fact, with Stephen Clearbury in the University Music Society, and we played in Amsterdam, Prague, Paris. So those sort of long weekend tours are quite a highlight. And also seeing Prime Brass flourish, and one of our trumpet players, Gavin Bowyer, now is at the helm of Junior Prime Brass and has done a fantastic job in keeping that side of things going.
Oh, that's great. Well, I would like to play now. This is your particular song, isn't it? And this, of course, is number 2 on the album. It's the Christmas song, and you're playing.
Yes.
So I think we should absolutely play this now and enjoy, quite frankly.
Thank you.
Wow. That was the Christmas song, Tourmé, and the lead on that, of course, is you, Paul Garner.
Yes.
And I know it's a bit gutting to listening to you play like that, but you know it's going to get back to being normal again, you're going to be playing. But that was absolutely beautiful. Thank and you. when you're playing like that, and you're playing the lead in the brass band, the prime brass band, Is it hard to become the loudest sort of musical instrument in a brass band? I always wonder about that, because it's okay when you're a singer, but how does that work?
Well, with an ensemble the size that we are, with 10, it would be very easy to overpower a soloist. But these guys, we work together every single week, and when someone's got a lead line, you make room for them.
Yeah.
And Gary, our manager, insists that, you know, we take special account of the dynamic balance. It's not all about being loud, it's being properly balanced, and so you can hear where the tune is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were talking about, obviously, the junior brass band and how it comes about, and we talked about the highlights, but you wanted to thank the Adam Brooks, didn't you? Because you're not playing at the moment, we're just saying, and you want to thank the staff there because they have been amazing, haven't they?
Absolutely. To be honest, I didn't really realise how ill I ultimately was, and there were some wonderful surgeons there who took the bull by the horns, really, and took me through this rather gruelling period, but with such grace, humour, skill, that I just don't have the vocabulary really to explain what those people are like. And even down to the extent of me being a musician, in terms of the physiotherapy, right, in that case, they'll order me an abdominal brace so that when I get my horn back, I can play, you know, safely. And that nothing was ever too much trouble. And I just, the words other than that fail me, to be honest.
Well, it's good to hear. Do you think they might want to come and see you? Have you offered to?
I hope so. I'm going to pop. I was on Ward L4, and I'm going to pop up there with some flyers that we have. People might see them sort of popping up around town on posters. And I do hope that some of them will pop along if they're free, but a lot of them, of course, being dedicated, work flat out.
And I must just stress that the Prime Brass will be playing on Sunday, the 15th of December, 2019, and they've got two concerts, one at 3:30 and one at 5:30. This is at the West Road Concert Hall in Cambridge. And if you want the telephone number to get some tickets, it's 01223 3085, or you can go on the website, which is adcticketing.com. Concert lasts 1 hour, and tickets are £8.50, which is an amazing price. Now, I know you were talking about earlier, saying that you can have a break from taking your children out Christmas shopping.
That's right.
Do you know what? I wouldn't even do the Christmas shopping. I just come to the concert because I don't care about the Christmas shopping. I just care about listening to music. And you've made us feel so Christmassy. So
thank you
so much indeed.
Thank you.
Paul Garner from Prime Brass Band and trumpeter and top dog there. Thank you so much indeed.